Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH, Boston. President Obama's plan for Iraq calls for the transfer of security duties from American to Iraqi forces. And that transfer is taking place, thanks to an improvement in Iraq's security situation. But one of the key elements behind that improvement is under threat. It's the program that created the so-called Sunni Awakening Councils. These councils were groups formerly allied with the group al-Qaeda in Iraq. They were paid by the U.S. military to switch sides. And they did switch, and the violence diminished dramatically. Well, now that program has been handed over to Iraq's Shia-dominated government, and things aren't working out so well. The BBC's Natalia Antilava filed this report from Baghdad.
Before the war, before 2003, this place that I've just come to used to be children's playground. And now, all around me, everywhere I look, are white gravestones. Children still play here, amid the graves. 6,000 people are buried at this cemetery, and all of them come from just one neighborhood, called Adamiyah. Behind the graveyard, a mosque rises above the potholed streets. This is one of the most conservative areas of Baghdad. At the height of the insurgency, al-Qaeda used it as a base. Back then, sectarian killings were common, and the Americans were losing. But then Sunni men from the area switched sides and drove al-Qaeda out. We brought safety to our neighborhood, Khaled told me. He is among tens of thousands of men, some former insurgents, who joined the so-called Awakening Councils. The Americans used to pay Khaled's salary, but with the U.S. troops preparing to leave, Iraq's Shia government has recently taken charge of the Sunni militia. Khaled says things have been downhill ever since.
No one in the government likes us. Americans were good to us, but now our salaries are not being paid on time. Our leaders have been arrested. I could be arrested any day.
The government believes that some of the Awakening militiamen should be punished for the crimes they had committed before they switched sides. One of the recently arrested leaders said he had signed an agreement with the Americans guaranteeing him immunity from persecution. But Iraq's defense ministry spokesman, Mohammed al-Askari, says Iraqis are under no obligation to respect it.
The Americans can't give him amnesty for what he did against the Iraqi government. Among the Awakening members, there are many outlaws and criminals. It's our right to deal with them the way we find necessary.
Back in Adamiyah, where the Awakening members have made a real difference, residents are worried. They brought stability, Lais told me.
These guys left their positions. It means that we'll go back to square one and violence might erupt again, you know, here in the area.
The Americans and the government insist that Iraq is on the right track and that things are getting back to normal. Try saying that to Ilham.
My home is empty. I go every day to his bed. I cry near his bed. I tell him.
I met her at the Adamiyah cemetery. She said, rocking in grief in front of her son's grave. Ali was killed in a recent bombing.
He's my only boy. I have only this boy. He's just a student. What can I do with my life? What can I do? I come every Friday here crying and crying, but he will never come back again.
Ilham told me for her, things cannot get worse, but for Iraq, they could. For The World, I'm Natalia Antilava in Baghdad.